الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان، فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. We all should express our happiness and joy to Allah Ta'ala for making us human beings, giving us existence, making us human beings, making us Muslims, giving us Iman. And consciously we should think of it, not just take it for granted. Occasionally, set some time and think of these ni'mats. Then Allah Ta'ala made us in the ummah of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. There is such a ni'mat that when the Bani Israel knew of a ummah coming of this quality, one lady said, if I was in that ummah and such a short lifespan, I should have spent my whole life in one sajda in shukr to Allah Ta'ala. So Allah has made us without our asking. And so we should make lot of shukr to Allah Ta'ala. Then Allah Ta'ala made us of the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, those people who follow the Sunnah of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and who follow the Jama'at of the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. Just especially in these times we see what a great boon. And Allah gave it to us also free of charge. Then Allah Ta'ala joined us with the ulama-i haqq, the true ulama, which in our context we say is the ulama-i Dioban. Though it's not only the ulama-i Dioban that are on the truth, there are a lot of ulama in the world. Every country there are those ulama who follow the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. But for us to identify ourselves in our context, we say the ulama of Dioban. So we should make lot of shukr for this. Then Allah blessed us with our life connected with deen to whatever level everyone is, to whatever level it is. Then this great month of Ramadan Allah Ta'ala blessed us with, for which Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam should look forward to very, very anxiously, and he should wait for it. And Allah Ta'ala, even for the month of Ramadan, right from the beginning of the year, that is Muharram, 9 months in advance, 8 months, Allah Ta'ala decorates Jannat every year for the coming of Ramadan. And then by Rajab, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam shows his great enthusiasm feeling, and he makes dua, starts making dua for the month of Ramadan. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. If they were keen. And Hazrat Maulana Ali Miyar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali writes that the Khanqas of before and the Muslims of before, the pious, the righteous, who know the value of Ramadan, they should wait eagerly, and they should like be in great anticipation, like somebody, a great guest is coming. And all the time we are asking, are they here already? How far are they? Just phone, find out. Just now you phoned, again you phoning. Where are they now? Are they still not here? Like that anticipation Allah give us also for Ramadan like that. Not that we take it as a burden upon us, that I have to keep now the 50 rozas, my whole routine is going to change again, I can't do what I was normally doing. No, this year we should look forward to it. They should like to look forward to it with great, great anticipation. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam should make dua again for the month of Ramadan for welfare, goodness. Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan. Keep us safe, intact, our health, everything. Oh Allah, let it be safe so that I can take the maximum benefit. Again, like if there's some great day coming in our social life, some great event, then we also making dua, Ya Allah, let my health be good for that day. Let everything, let the weather be good. Let this be good. Let there be no problems. So we make dua for that. So for Ramadan, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us this dua. Wasallim Ramadan lana. And oh Allah, let Ramadan be also safe and everything in order for us. We must be safe for Ramadan. Ramadan must be safe for us also. Like if there's some occasion, some festival, whatever it is, we also want to be healthy. No problems must come up last moment. Perhaps we have to go to hospital, somebody close, perhaps there's a funeral, now you can't go for that festival you wanted to go. When you go there also everything must be safe. There mustn't be some chaos, the thing is disrupted, there are some problems, it must be safe also. So for Ramadan, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam looked forward, and with his du'as, he prepared for Ramadan, and he prepared us also. وَسَلِّمْهُ لَنَا مُتَقَبَّلًا. And then the benefits of Ramadan, the goodness of it, let it also stretch for us, O Allah. Let it go into the future. Let all that goodness also stay with us. So Allah give us also the tawfiq that we look forward to Ramadan like that. And this is that month that in which Allah Ta'ala shuts the doors of Jahannam. Doors of Jannat are open, wide open. This is that month that the rozedar, the person who keeps roza of the ummah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, those malaika who are singing the praises of Allah, which Allah loves very much, and they are holding, those that are holding the arsh of Allah Ta'ala, Allah tells them, all stop all your tasbih, your zikr, only say ameen on the dua of the ummah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So what a great opportunity. As it is, when a person is fasting, everything of his is ibadat. He sleeps is also ibadat. He's fasting. So that fasting is ibadat all the time. So one way we are happy 12-hour roza, but how fortunate are those who are keeping 21-hour roza. If we look at it in the proper sense, they've got 21 hours where they are in ibadat all the time. And when we open our roza, now we are out of the ibadat of roza. They are 21 hours. We are only 12 hours. So we actually, and we have to look at it from that point of view. Not from our physical difficult. Allah makes it easy, and they are keeping their 21 hour rozas, and little children are keeping, old people are keeping, sickly people are keeping. So there's no problem. When we make our firm intention, I want to do something, Allah's help is there. Himmat-e marda, madad-e khuda. We make that himmat, Allah's help comes. So, we, alhamdulillah, Allah made it easy for us. And our days will also come when we'll keep 15 hours, 15 and half hours. But those people go 18 hours, 20, 20, 21 hours. They are keeping rozas in the northern hemisphere. So anyway, so Allah does this also. We should make shukr that our du'as are being accepted. And the malaika are saying ameen on our du'as. As soon as it's Maghrib time, then Allah starts announcing, or a caller on behalf of Allah, what do you want? You are ill, you want help, you haven't got a job, you want a job, you haven't got money, you want money. Allah is asking, and du'as are readily accepted. So during the day, the malaika saying ameen, ameen on our du'as, we are fasting. During the night, Allah is offering us, and imagine Allah, the greatest of the great, He is offering us, and He is telling us, what do you want? This is that month that the rebellious shayateen are also chained. And therefore we see to keep roza is easy, little children. Otherwise, even our ladies who have to miss their rozas due to their cycles, then afterwards to keep those rozas are not easy. Many ladies, it piles up also. But in Ramadan, it's easy. Everyone. In fact, many of the ladies, they want to know, they're making something that can't we keep it in Ramadan. It's not yet still, it's like this, it's like that. We can keep it. Because Ramadan is like that, that impetus, that encouragement is just natural. It's in the air. All of us ask ourselves, well, even if we are lax in our tilawat of Quran Sharif, but Ramadan, how much we are reading? Out of Ramadan, we're not reading. Even if there is, maybe, hopefully, nobody who is not completing his one khatam. But even if he's doing two suparas for the month, but out of Ramadan, he doesn't even do that too. So, everything, we are alhamdulillah. So Allah Ta'ala has opened the doors of His mercy. Then this is the month which is ideal, and for what purpose we are gathered really for our islah. And that also, if we say for the purpose of i'tikaf, normally the best is your own the Jami Masjid of your town. Everywhere in the world, But we find the people are moving from town to town, from province to province, from country to country, continent to continent. Why? Because of the Islahib, whatever, where a person shaykh is, where he is connected with, the people in the world are traveling like this now. And Allah is watching all this. The money that is being spent, our duties that are being delegated, some things are being brought forward, some things are being pushed back, and we are preparing for the 10 days, or for the 30 days, or for the 40 days, and Allah is getting so happy, that for their Islah, they want to make me happy, they want to become how I want them to become, for that they are moving from continent to continent, town to town, what difficulties they are going through. There are those people who are ill also, and in their illness, they are coming also. They have got so much of setbacks with their illness, but they also are coming. So all this is for that purpose, and how happy Allah Ta'ala is becoming. So Allah Ta'ala has gathered us for this great, great occasion. And from our side, we must get ready. Unfortunately, generally in our lives, in our deen, and for Ramadan, and for everything, about these things, the way it's been, the picture is being painted, is that it's a hardship, it's a burden, it's a difficulty. Five times, namaz is very hard, jihad is very hard, hajj is very hard, nowadays to make hajj, all those things. No, we must try and work ourselves that these things are the things we have to go for. And it is easy, all these things. And what feeling, like people, Ramzan also, generally it is like a burden we take it. And somehow we are finished, already 20 days finished, only 10 days left now. No, it should be the opposite, that already 20 are gone, we only got 10 left and we haven't done anything still. Hey, Maulana Ali Miah writes that the people who know the value of this Ramadan, the Ahlullah, the Awliya, they treat every moment as the last moment of my life, the last day of Ramadan. It might not come again, I might not have the chance again. Or in another sense, like something is being distributed, or like Allah make us maaf for giving this example also. There's some sports carrying on, soccer, whatever, football, and the people want to get in. There are only few tickets left now. And how they pushing and fighting, you find lot of riots take place at such place, at such place, at such a time. People jumping over one another, they want to go. More than that, we should have that enthusiasm for our deen. And this feeling, this enthusiasm has died out really. And to keep that flame burning, some people are, alhamdulillah, working and making some effort just to keep that flame burning. But that flame must light other flames also. And this whole enthusiasm, we must take it from here, and in the whole ummah, we must try and make it alive. Where people have come from different places to build this thing into us, and then we take it there. That deen is the thing that we have to cherish. We go forward, we look forward to it. And whenever all the matters of deen, our taraweeh, 20 rakat, but also don't let look at it like a burden. Also, it's a ni'mat. And it's an easy way to see it. One beautiful explanation that has been given, the person and the purpose for us is to, we have come here to acquire the love of Allah Ta'ala also. So with the love of Allah, a person is the closest to Allah, wa huwa sajid. When he's in sajda, he's the closest to Allah. So here we see that Allah Ta'ala try and make our Isha 17 rakats full, especially in Ramadan. All the nafils also, the sunnats also, let us try and make them. So 17 times 2 is 34 sajdas we are making. Taraweeh, another 20 rakats, another 40 sajdas. 74 sajdas Allah has given us, and that is when a person is the closest to Allah Ta'ala. And in love making also, you come close to your beloved, and then you separate a little bit, so the next time you with more anticipation, you look to the next. Ruku, you went to Allah Ta'ala, and you get that enjoyment. Then so to say, like your beloved just pushed you away. So you stood up again, but that enjoyment you got, you became more enthralled, more excited. Now you go straight into sajda, right close to your beloved. And then your beloved pushes you again a little bit away, but the enjoyment you get, you went another time again. Allah gives us this love making with Allah. Hey, 74 times Allah calls us. So we mustn't cut it down, leaving out our nafils here and there, that we make our taraweeh only 8 rakat cuts and that. Even from this aspect, 8 rakat taraweeh is not right. Not at all. From fiqh, every point of view, there you only get little bit with Allah Ta'ala. Yeah. And also, the Ramzan, not that we make our Taraweeh, make it a burden for people, but at least reasonably we read our three Subhanallah, Rabbi Al-A'la, and with that feeling that, Ya Allah, I'm close to you, and with that love of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah has blessed us with all these things. What great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. So the Ramadan is ideal for our Islam, for what we have come here. Then the roza, fasting, psalm is the ideal thing also to make the islah of a person. Because in roza, what is roza if we analyze it broadly? It is just to stay away from permissible things. Food is halal, it's there in your house. Before the sehri time, you ate it, it was halal for you, nothing wrong. After iftari, you're going to eat it. Again, it is halal. Just during the day, from that halal, your wife is halal for you. But just during the day, Allah said, don't go close to her. The close relationship, don't have that. So that is all. So Allah, this roza, fasting, psalm is also that stay away from few permissible things. It will be possible for you to stay away from all haram under all circumstances. You open your fridge at home, or the housewife opens it, there were the night samosas that were tasting so nice, or the roast that was left over, or the pies that were left over, she can eat, but she won't. When we making wudu, especially where hot, some places in India, Pakistan, temperatures are high at the moment, but the people with roza, now you're making five times a day wudu for zohar, for asar, all that, and the heat that is there, and with cold water you're making wudu, you're gargling your mouth, but everyone is conscious, more precaution is taken, that not one drop must go down. So when, and water is 100% halal, jai. But now you are taking so much precaution. Allah said, no water now. Even this plain water, it's not Pepsi Cola, not Coca Cola, nothing. It's not Zamzam also. It's ordinary tap water. But not one drop you will make sure. Your utmost you will see that not one drop goes down. So when we take this amount of precaution, if we spend our roza, which we try to explain for ourselves, for everyone, how we should keep our roza, and the reward of roza that has come in the riwayat, unbelievable rewards. In short, Allah says, I myself am the reward. When you got me, you got everything. Or Allah Ta'ala says, I will give the reward. This I won't tell the malaika to give. Or that Allah Ta'ala says, I will give His rewards unlimited, just doesn't end. Allah is unlimited, His treasures are unlimited. For roza, unlimited. And because of one distinguishing factor in the ibadat of roza, is sincerity. We are all sitting here, we can't see one another keeping roza. He's making namaz, you can see he's making namaz. He's making dua, you can see. He's making tilawat, you can see. Hajj, you can see. He's in ihram, he's going for hajj. But roza, you can't see it. Maybe if somebody, inshallah, there's nobody who will cheat and that he's acting like a rozedar, but he's not a rozedar. There isn't anyone like that. So roza, that's sincere. Allah loves. So this quality, sincerity, when Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu should mention the hadith of sincerity, he should faint, he should become unconscious. Roza is that it will automatically put that sincerity into us. We keep our rozas properly how they are supposed to be kept, our sincerity will be in all our ibadat. So everything Allah has put in here, our namazes, our everything. Then Allah Ta'ala, the first 10 days of Ramadan, made them the days of the rahmat of Allah, the mercy of Allah, it was pouring down. It was only for us that we must make sure that we haven't got our raincoat off, that is of sins, that is not allowing this mercy to get onto us. So that is all we had to get rid of. And for that Allah, in His great mercy, gave us 15th Shaban, which is the night of salvation, the night to come out of us, the night of Tawbah. That is what really the night of Shaban is. Allahumma inni a'udhu bi afwika min iqabi. Oh Allah, I seek your pardon, your forgiveness from your punishment. So now Allah has forgiven you. A'udhu bi afwika min iqabi. Wa a'udhu bi ridhaka min sakhati. And oh Allah, I ask you your pleasure. I don't want your displeasure. I displeased you, but I want your pleasure. Wa'udhu bika minka. And I ask you I ask from you, that in other words, your side, Allahumma kun lana wa la takun alayna. Be for us, don't be against us. If Allah has to punish us, Allah has got the qudrat. If Allah has to be upset with us, set with us, Allah has to be angry with us, what will happen? So all that we don't want, we want the other side. You be pleased with us. You save us from Jahannam, you give us Jannat. You save us from your displeasure, you give us your pleasure. And in this also, that Allahumma inni a'udhu bi afwika min iqabik, from the actions of Allah, the forgiveness of Allah, the next we go one stage higher. وَعُوذُ بِرِضَاكَ مِنْ سَخَتِكَ Your sifat, your qualities. And then one stage higher, and that is the Zaat of Allah. So already by 15th Shaban you reached Allah Ta'ala. Now the mercy, the first 10 days of mercy are pouring down. If there was somebody who didn't cleanse himself, the next 10 days, which is now completing in a few minutes time, the time of maghfirat of Allah Ta'ala. And then comes now, itqu min an-nar, where Allah is just going to free people from Jahannam. This last 10 days, freedom from, every night Allah frees huge amounts of people who were booked for Jahannam. Who are already 100% days to go. Allah is saying now freedom. And the last 10 days is completely just to set free. So how lot du'as we have to make. We shouldn't, after Ramadan is finished, it shouldn't be in us that I left out one dua. I didn't make this dua. And how much time we have got for dua. Now, mashallah, brothers who are going to be sitting for sunnat atikaf especially, even for the nafil atikaf, that we have got a lot of time for dua. We have freed ourselves. There is a time Allah is asking us what you want. Malaika is saying ameen on our duas. It's a time that we can check our inside, that what am I, did I live my life like? I must change my life now. I must correct my life. All this Allah has given us. Then the brothers, especially who are going to be sunnat atikaf. Atikaf is such a great ibadah. May Allah make it easy for all of us that we have that and we look forward to it. It is a great, great ibadah. As ulama have explained, it is like you're going to somebody and there's no one else who can do your work, only him. And you go there and you just put your bidding at his doorstep. That till my wish is not fulfilled, I'm not leaving from here. That is the example of a mu'taqif. That I've come here, Ya Allah, for your pleasure. I've come here for Jannat. I've come here for every goodness of dunya and akhirat. For the whole ummah, that Islam must shine in the world. Islam must reign supreme in the world. For that I've come. And I'm not leaving here, Ya Allah, till you grant it to me. If we come with that attitude, we make our du'as, we work in that direction, Allah is most merciful, most kind. Allah will grant it to us. So those are the things that we must try and develop here. So Allah has blessed how many of us, and in the whole world, where and where in the world. Also, Hazrat Maulana Ali Mia Sahib Rahmatullah Ali writes that the Khanqahs, especially those of the before, they were like magnets. And now they are just, the people are getting pulled from all, everywhere. And you just see people are going now to the Khanqahs. And when you go to the Khanqah, especially the ones of before, yeah, also Alhamdulillah, we see some, every Khanqah, wherever in the world, we see some jalak, some little, some facet of it we see. You see one person is in namaz, one person is in tilawat, one person is in sajda, one person is in zikr, one person is in dua. All are busy all the time. It looks, Manana says, that these people got no other work but just to please Allah. When it is here in this dunya and Allah is watching all the time. What are the satellites watching and controlling? Allah's satellite. And Allah is watching. How happy Allah is coming. Yeah, that one person is coming with his bedding. Another person is bringing his bags. He's carrying it all this year. Allah is getting so happy. So this is that beautiful time when people are just flocking and the khanqahs are becoming alive and buzzing with the ibadat of Allah. There are those khanqahs that 24 hours amala carrying on. And inshallah, most of the khanqahs are like that. Yeah, also we have a program to have Quran Sharif recited 24 hours. So we should refresh that also. Now with the new brothers coming in, how many more brothers, especially at the odd times? And that is a big sacrifice when everyone wants to sleep. Like after Fajr, somebody says, I volunteer that 1 hour. I'll sleep some other time, but I'll be awake. And Quran Sharif is recited. Namaz is being made. Tahajjud is being made. Zikr is being made. Du'as are being made. Then how it attracts the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. The malaika, they throng at those places. And how the malaika must be looking forward that the who we objected to the ummah of Nabi Sallallahu or the creation of mankind, that they will cause the fasad and they will cause the qatal and people to be killed. Look at them here, how they are, and especially in today's environment. How many young people coming out from what kind of environments, and they are here, the malaika also astonished. Are these those people that we objected about? Allah is boasting in front of the malaika. You were saying these people will do all those wrong things. Look at them here. Look at them in all the masajid, all the khanqas of the world. So we, Allah made us part of that. So no matter how much shukr, and what main thing, pull that enthusiasm, that feeling, that be happy, completely happy that Allah has put us here. Then advices will be given that what are the things we must avoid, what are the things that we must do, our purpose, why we have come here, what have we come to get here. For what have we come here? That also it will be discussed all the time from morning to night. Let us try and listen to it and all the programs. Let us listen attentively. What our eyes open, our ears open. Ears are open. We don't have to open them. But it mustn't be that we are talking and we're not listening. We should be listening to what is being said. All the programs. Then the zikr also. Let us not sleep away the zikr time. The morning tafsir program also, that we should listen to with more enthusiasm. That what is Allah's kalam? What is He telling us? We shouldn't take it like a sleeping period. Now when the tafsir is carrying on, now we go and doze off. No, we should listen to it and what is being explained and what Allah is explaining. What we listen to, and Allah reward our ulama, they are going, they are preparing, they are going out of the way, and in as much as briefly as possible. Otherwise, the Quran Sharif, Allahu Akbar, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said, the Quran Sharif is that kitab that you don't try and finish it. That we started from the start, we finished it. You're writing a tafsir that you want to finish it, or that you're reading it, you want to finish. A Quran Sharif is hal murtahal. You finish, you start again. You finish, you start again. There's no finishing. Hibs you do, it's not I'm finished and put away the kitab, no more you read. No, whole life you're going to read more now, you became a hafid. So Mufti Sahib say, the Quran Sharif is not to finish it, but it is that we finish our lives in the Quran Sharif. That till the last moment we are engaged in Quran Sharif. We're doing tafsir, we're reading, till the last moment of our lives we must carry on. So Allah Ta'ala bless us with all these sifat and these qualities, and let us appreciate this month and take every moment as though this is my last moment to make or break. I have to make it, I can't let it break. Wherever we just want to get in, we see it. We see at the Haramain also, many times before 15 minutes before time, they put the barriers. Now nobody can get in. How we all try, and there's just little opening, everyone is pushing to get in. Like that, let us push into Ramadan and take whatever Ramadan is giving us. Not just that we take it easy, that we came here just to now i'tikaf means that we no children crying and troubling us, no wife nagging at us, now we can have a nice sleep and everything. No. This is the time. And another thing also, that especially for the women folk, they're also listening. This is now not the last 10 days that we start getting prepared for Eid. This is the last 10 days, which is the climax which we have come to. Allah has brought us to the climax for us also, that who has been sitting, at, especially those brothers, for 40 days, 30 days, that now we take it easy now. There are other brothers who will make ibadat now. And now we can take it a bit lax. Allah give us tawfiq that now we accelerate more. The horse, it is said, when it's coming towards its destination home, it speeds up. So we also, Allah give us that we speed up. Women folk also now mustn't start taking it easy now. We made enough khatams and now the Eid preparation, dressing. So we see from the spirit of Ramadan, that is not really part of our Ramadan. We made it, our culture made it part. Eid, big day, now all the preparation for Eid, all the food. Food was never an issue in our deen and in our... our culture, our nature, our greed, we made the food a big thing. We made the Eid a big merry-making day. Otherwise, it comes in the hadith, beautify your Eid day with Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. Those are the things. But we have missed the boat. We are looking at something else. This last 10 days, and now we're going for Eid shopping, going for an Eid ball, Eid parties. This is not our deen at all. Our deen is something else. Ramadan is something else. We made it a month of eating and feasting and of merrymaking, Eid day merrymaking. Somebody must be thinking that Rosa got Maulana, he doesn't know what he's talking. That Eid is not a day of merrymaking. Eid is a day of enjoyment. Eid is something else. Eid is when we got Allah put in our heart, you are freed from Jahannam. I made you my wali. That is what is Eid. Not that we went in the way of other people. They make their Christmas like that. They make their Diwali like that. We also started making our Eid like that. No, ours is a complete... Look at the Sahaba. May Allah give us all tawfiq. So inshallah, Maulana Musa will explain a few things. Some brothers got some work to see to, and then we engage in dua. We are still in the maghfirat ashra. We try and ask for maghfirat also for the whole ummah. And in our duas also, which we will discuss, make dua from various angles for the whole ummah, ourselves, our progeny, our children, our family. There are a lot of things that we have to make, a lot of dua for. May Allah give us all that.